From the Heart, April 6th. Stony Ground Hearers. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth. The seed sown upon stony ground finds a little depth of soil in which to take root. The plants spring up quickly, but the tender roots cannot penetrate into the rock and find nutriment to sustain the growing plant, and it soon perishes. A large number who make a profession of religion may be represented by the stony ground hearers. They are a class that are easily convinced, but they have only a superficial religion. There are those who receive the precious truth with joy. They are exceedingly zealous, and express amazement that all cannot see the things that are so plain to them. They urge others to embrace the doctrine that they find so satisfying. They hastily condemn the hesitating and those who carefully weigh the evidences of the truth, and consider it in all its bearings. But in the time of trial, these enthusiastic persons too often falter and fail. As the roots of a plant strike down into the soil, gathering moisture and nutriment from the ground, so Christians must abide in Christ, drawing sap and nourishment from Him, as does the branch from the vine, until they cannot be turned away from the source of their strength by trials. Stony ground hearers may rejoice for a season, for they think that religion is something that will free them from test and from all difficulty. They have not counted the cost. The class that Jesus represents as stony ground hearers trusted in their good works, in their good impulses, and were strong in themselves, in their own righteousness. They were not strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. They did not feel that eternal vigilance was the price of safety. They might have put on the whole armor of God and have been able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. The rich and abundant promises of God were spoken for their benefit, and believing the word of God, they might have been clothed with a "Thus saith the Lord," and been able to meet every wily device of the adversary. For when the enemy should come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord would have lifted up a standard against him.